Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's head to the phone lines right now. I'll be joined by Ryan Edwards. He is with KOA in Denver as the Broncos. They play in one of the more important games on Sunday as the Packers, who are 9-3-1, travel to the 11-2 Denver Broncos. Ryan, happy to have you pop on today. Hey, Ryan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got you. You cut out for a little bit. So the Broncos are underdogs in this game. Are you surprised that the Broncos are underdogs?
Yeah, I think we're a little surprised by that. The national view of the Broncos has been tepid at best, and most of the time it comes across as a bit of hating. And I think a lot of that has to do with sort of the opinion of Bo Nix that a lot of analysts out there had before he was drafted. And then, you know, after his numbers have at times been good, but then at times been inconsistent. And I think there's been a slow buy-in on the Broncos, which, you know, kind of makes some sense. It's one of those deals where, like, if I just said, hey, you know, Broncos are 11-2 on a 10-game win streak, they're playing at home, they've won 11 games at home, I think regardless of the opponent, and I don't mean disrespect to anybody, but regardless of the opponent, you'd feel like that's a pretty good spot for this team to be a favorite. But there's a view of the Packers, and especially how well they're playing right now, that, I don't know, man, apparently they're favored. So I think either way, though, Sean Payton gets an opportunity to use this as motivation, and that's a good thing.
It's interesting you mentioned the buy-in, buy-out portion when it comes to the Broncos, because what I've kind of noticed in these AFC conversations is people are really quickly to tell you who they don't like in the AFC, but no one tells you who they actually do like in the AFC. I mean, somebody has to go to the Super Bowl. So if it's not going to be Kansas City this year, Baltimore feels like they're not maybe a championship-level team. Buffalo has their problems. Cincinnati's not making the postseason. You just got to pick one of these teams that you like.
Yeah, and no, nobody wants to. I mean, you're 100% right. Nobody wants to do that. I think it's a great observation. You can poke holes in all of them. And I mean that sincerely. I could poke holes in the Broncos just like I could poke holes in the Patriots or Jacksonville or any of these teams here at the top, especially in the AFC North. It's just one of those seasons. And I mean, some ways we love the NFL for this because there's always a surprise. You know, we get to the schedule in May, and we start rolling through it. I'm sure you guys do the same thing out in Kansas City, where you start saying, oh, I think they can win this one and this one. And, you know, the schedule kind of looks like this. And if it breaks this way, where will that put you? And, you know, so on and so forth. And then you get to the season, and there's always surprises. The biggest surprise, though, unquestionably, is not seeing Kansas City, Baltimore, and the Bills, I guess you could throw in there, maybe even the Bengals, at the top of this thing. They just have been sort of the standard in this conference for so many years, as you guys know. And to see sort of this change, is this a blip or is this the beginning of something for some of these teams? I guess time will tell, but it's been interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This year.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Edwards, who covers the Denver Broncos. They got a really important game coming up this weekend at home against the Green Bay Packers. These might be two of the three best teams, two of the five best teams in the National Football League. You guys got back Patrick Surtain. He played in 50 snaps in their last game. How does he look now that he's back?
I think there's a little bit of rust still. I mean, he tore his pec, right? I mean, it's sort of expected, and maybe he's being a little cautious out there. He had a couple of nice PBUs in this last game, so starting to round into form. He's like still like even 80% of Pat Surtain is still one of the best cornerbacks in the league, right? So he looks good, but there's been a couple of moments. He had a couple of penalties against Washington in his first game back. You're kind of like, that's a little uncharacteristic of him. So, you know, I'm not gonna say he's a liability versus Green Bay, but that's certainly something we're monitoring.
You mentioned kind of this team and just the lack of buy-in. Have you kind of noticed these similarities in this year's Broncos team and last year's Kansas City team? Because I'm just guessing on your radio show, you talked about how fortunate Kansas City was to win by a fumble or a blocked field goal or this thing that happened. Man, the Broncos win like that, it feels like every week now.
Me? What are you talking about, man? No, I would never. No, of course we did. Yeah, absolutely. We spent a lot of time, and a lot of that is jealousy. I'll acknowledge. Last year's Chiefs team, remarkably, just every single week, it was something new and something sort of a creative way. And the Broncos, I think we spent more time probably comparing this Broncos team to the 2015 Broncos team, because they also won a lot of one-score games, and it was also kind of weird ways. I mean, at one point, before Peyton Manning was benched, he had 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions, and they won the Super Bowl that year. And that's just weird, right? I mean, I can't even imagine a scenario of that. And if Bo Nix had anything close to that, and they were still winning games, well, then it would be really, really interesting, right? But he's actually put together a pretty decent season. I think he's improving. But, yeah, of course, it's hard not to compare at this point with his team winning as many games as they have by one score compared to teams like the Chiefs last year and the 2015 Broncos.
Ryan, what do you see as the Broncos' Achilles heel? Like, if the Broncos make the playoffs, it's going to be because they maybe have the best defense in the NFL, certainly a conversation with them and Houston. They're going to make it because they have been the best finishing team this year in the National Football League. If they don't go to the Super Bowl, if they end up falling short, what's going to be the reason? What's their Achilles heel?
I think it's the run game. Losing J.K. Dobbins was a really, really big hit. And R.J. Harvey had his best game this last week against the Raiders, and it's the Raiders, but also he has just had sort of a tough time, I think, not wanting to bounce the ball outside and looks for the explosive plays. He's been really good, actually, underrated in the passing game, and his pass pro has really improved over the course of the season. But running between the tackles has been a work in progress, let's call it that. So if the Broncos are going to have success in the postseason, we all know you got to have, well, unless you're the Chiefs, everybody else has to have some success in the run game. And this team isn't going to go very far unless they can keep some kind of balance. Yeah, Bo has no problem throwing the ball. And sometimes they do use a short passing game to supplement some of the run game. Some of the screens they especially did early on in the season, that was in part because, hey, listen, we get 4 or 5 yards on a quick screen on first down. What's the difference of trying to run the ball and then maybe only getting 3 or 4? Let's go ahead and get the 4 or 5 here. And that's what they were doing over and over again. But they got to have another sort of bullet in the chamber there. And the run game is something that we're all kind of monitoring out here.
Who do you like on Sunday? I really like Green Bay. I picked Green Bay to be the one seed at the very beginning of the season. I thought they were the best team coming into the year in the NFC, and I feel like I've been right for the most part. You could probably argue the Rams are in that conversation. Maybe you want to argue Seattle. I really like this Green Bay team. They're as good as anybody got a chance to go. I don't know. It's kind of hard to pick against the Broncos at home in this scenario and just kind of continuing the nobody believes in us disrespect card. I do like the Broncos to win this game. Who do you got on Sunday?
Yeah, I like the Broncos to win it too. And again, no disrespect to Green Bay because I do think they're one of those teams. I picked them as one of my top NFC teams. I think early in the season, yeah, actually, you know, now that I mentioned it, before the season, I think I had Green Bay as the one as well. So I've been a fan of the way they're built. I think they're as a complete of team in the NFL. I just think that this being at home does tilt it for the Broncos. They play so well here. They've really reestablished that home field advantage. The crowd understands. I think it's going to be a playoff atmosphere. I think it's going to be really, really electric. And once again, Bo Nix has sort of grown, into this guy where you want him to have the ball in his hands at the end, right? I mean, for all his flaws and things that he needs to continue to improve on, there's a clutch factor to him. He has more comeback wins, fourth quarter comeback wins, than any other quarterback this year. He's got 6 of them. So, you know, one way or the other, they've found a way to close games. And I feel like if this is a one-possession game in the fourth quarter, you're going to really like the Broncos' chances to close out.
That is Ryan Edwards joining us on the show. He's with KOA in Denver, Colorado, as we get ready for one of the biggest games this weekend. The Packers travel to the Mile High City to take on the Broncos. Ryan, we'll catch up with you down the line. You guys are going to the playoffs. I'm not sure if that's in the Chiefs' future, man. We appreciate you.
All right, anytime, man. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.